And right now we are being evacuated. That's why we are kind of closing out right now.
Yes.
We are going to leave the station because it is now unsafe to be here.
That is Allison Woods and Tamara DeMonte, anchors of KRCR News in Redding, California. The station was evacuated during a live broadcast last night as the fast-moving car fire jumped the Sacramento River and started burning in the west side of town, destroying homes and forcing evacuations. The fire has killed at least two people, including a firefighter. Joining us now is Connor Sutton, who lives in Redding, not on the west side of town. And Connor, what's it like there today?
Well, this morning it's quiet. A lot of people have already evacuated. The scary scene was last night when people were trying to evacuate. Gas stations were full of people, everybody trying to get gas to be able to get down I-5, which runs right through Redding and all the way up and down California, was deadlocked. Everybody was trying to get out of town as quickly as possible.
And why didn't you evacuate?
I'm actually on the southeast side, so I'm not technically in the evacuation zone yet. But we all had a go bag ready to go. I have a number of people who have evacuated staying with me currently. We've been ready to go here pretty much all night.
Well, I understand you have one of those people who's evacuated and is staying with you right there, Joseph Van Dyke. If you could pass the phone over to him for a second and
sure.
I could just ask him.
Hello?
Hi, Joseph. So you decided to evacuate. How did that go down?
All day I'd pretty much been thinking about it, people telling me that I should be worried. I was pretty naive. I didn't really think it was going to happen, but around 8 o'clock, 8:30, I decided to get all my important stuff and get out of there.
Do you know what the condition of your home is at this point?
Last night, we did drive around 2 in the morning, and the area seemed calm, but it was nighttime. It was cool. I don't know what the situation is like now, but last night kind of gave me confidence that my area would be safe.
When do you think you'll be able to go back?
As far as I know, roads are still closed off in that area, but I'm hoping, if not today, tomorrow.
Well, good luck to you, Joseph. And if you can pass the phone now one more time back to Connor.
All right. Thank you.
So, Connor, what's the next step for you? Are you still preparing to leave if you have to?
Yeah, everybody's pretty much ready to go. I actually don't know if I'm supposed to have work today or not. My work's on the other side of town, away from the fire as well, so I'm going to go see if I do need to go. I'll do that, and then we'll kind of regroup here and figure out what the situation is, if the fire is getting worse. It looked like it's moving more north rather than south, which is where we are currently. Hopefully, we don't lose power. It's going to get 110 today, and our house is going to get hot with no air conditioning. It's going to get probably like 98, 99 degrees in here.
Hmm. Have you ever experienced anything like this before?
No. The orange glow in the sky is a very Armageddon-like feel. Mm. It's definitely something different. And being constantly trying to be updated on by the news, and then our main news source, I should say television news source, got evacuated.
Right.
So it's kind of been checking social media to see what's new. Our local newspaper, the Record Searchlight, has been fantastic getting news to us as fast as possible.
That's Connor Sutton in Redding, California, where the wildfire has forced part of the town to evacuate, not his part, and he's brought in a number of evacuees into his home. Connor, thank you.
Thank you.